Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 90, Bread of Remembrance. Luke 22, verse 19, And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let that settle for a moment. This is the night of the betrayal. Jesus knew exactly what was coming, who would hand him over, who would deny him, who would run. The cross was already on the other side of that table, and knowing all of it, he took the bread and gave thanks. He didn't pretend. He didn't look away. He looked straight at what was coming and still found reason to be grateful. That stops me. Because our gratitude most of the time rides on how the day is going, on whether things are working out. But Jesus' gratitude did not depend on circumstances, and his can reshape ours. He said, This is my body, which is given for you, not for humanity in some broad, impersonal sense, for you, with your name, your face, your particular weight of life. The cross is not distant doctrine, something to study from a safe distance. It is a gift, a body broken with your name on it. Let that come in slowly. And then he said, Do this in remembrance of me. Why a meal? Why not a text, a monument? An elaborate ceremony, because Jesus knows us. He knows how quickly we forget, how today grace moves us, and tomorrow the noise of life buries it again. So he didn't trust the remembering to our willpower. He built it into something we do every single day. Eating, tasting, breaking. Returning, grace is woven into the bread so that even on the most ordinary days, we cannot eat without being given a chance to remember. And there is something in the breaking itself. Bread only feeds after it is broken. You cannot nourish anyone with an untouched loaf. From Jesus' breaking came our life. And God still works that way. He still takes what has been broken, what looks spent and useless, what has been through the fracture, and uses it to feed others. If you are in a season of breaking, hear this. You are not waste. You can be bread in the hands of God. For 2,000 years, every generation has broken this bread and remembered. Christians in catacombs, in forests, in villages, in cathedrals, around kitchen tables, just like yours. When you do this, when you pause and remember, you are not alone. You are sitting at the oldest, fullest table in the world. So today, do this one thing. Before your first bite, before breakfast, before lunch, whatever comes first, stop, hold the food in your hands, and give slow thanks, unhurried, for the body of Christ given for you. Let the memory arrive. Let the gratitude be real and stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.